Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline to welcome in our next guest. And Joe, last week while you were off, I spoke to this gentleman on Tuesday, every Tuesday at 11, as we always do. And I felt so bad later on because I was kind of joking, like, what is that cough? And little did I realize at the time when I was joking about it that Bob Walk had tested positive for COVID-19. So, Bob, I got to start today by apologizing to you again. I didn't even know what I was doing last week.
Well, there was no way for you to know, obviously. And I had I still was having a little, like, at that time I was constantly having to, like, clear my throat to talk clearly. And so I knew that everybody was going to see that I wasn't right. And, you know, I was curious what you would say about it here in the COVID era. But everything has turned out just fine. I was just telling Joe off the air how fantastic I feel today. Great. I've been out here in the backyard just kind of rooting around a little bit, and I'm trying to stay very calm and quiet until I actually get to go back to work. I've been really good now for, I don't know, this is like day, I don't even know, I've lost track, 17, 18, something like that for me. So I've been real good about just staying in the house and resting and drinking fluids and all that stuff. So I'm going to continue that at least, through this weekend. But I feel great. I don't feel like I would have any limitations to do anything right now. I couldn't feel better.
You know, when I talked to you yesterday, Bob, and Joe and I were talking about this, you taught me something about, you know, how careful you can be, and it might not be careful enough. You have no idea where this came from, right?
No, I mean, I threw some places at you that I had been, say, in the week prior to getting this, but you don't know whether did you get it at the grocery store, did you get the hardware store, did you get, and as I was telling you, I always have a mask on, never take a mask off. I even wait until I get in the car so I can disinfect my hands before I touch my mask to take it off. So my wife and I have been extremely careful. I mean, first couple months we were back from Florida, we did nothing but curbside pickup and home deliveries for food and groceries and all that stuff. I mean, we wouldn't even go to a store with a mask on. That's how careful we were being. So I don't know. I was when that Sunday on the 5th, I believe it was, when I started feeling kind of warm, and then later on my wife took my temperature and I had like a little low grade fever. Immediately, I'm like, "Uh-oh," and sure enough, I had caught it somewhere.
Bob, I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm wondering what's the next step here for you to get back into the booth.
Well, I guess legally, as far as the government is concerned, I've put in my time. I've been symptom free for quite a while now. I mean, well over a week. So I mean, I can move around and do whatever I want. I could go out and be in the public, but before I sit down in a booth or walk into the AT&T studios I want to be able to test negative so that everybody can, you know, be at ease with me being around, and I can be at ease being with, you know, all my coworkers. So I'm waiting at the phone today for a phone call. I have two different doctors working on running me down a test so that I can get that negative test before the 24th.
Bob, you said that test is no fun, didn't you?
No, I'm not looking forward to it. I know that the players in not only baseball but a lot of sports, they have to continually take these tests. And I didn't know that the nasal tunnel back there was that long. I mean, they go way back in there. It's an uncomfortable thing, but it's something that I think. If you have symptoms, you got to go and get checked. It's nothing to mess around with. I mean, I ended up, having basically the flu for probably about 4 or 5 days, and then started feeling better every day. And my wife, she was a little bit milder than I was, but I do know people, and I related a story to you yesterday. A friend of mine that I used to go fishing with a lot, when he heard that I had it, he called me a couple days ago, and he had it back in March, and he was very, very sick with it. It took him about a month and a half to get rid of it. And I mean, he was, coughing up blood and that sort of thing. So it can be, as everybody knows by that's been watching the news for the last 4 months, it can be devastating. But I was one of the fortunate ones that had it fairly easy.
Bob Walk, brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. Bob, also brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. Getting to baseball and the season at hand here, Bob, I'm wondering what it's been like for you. We were talking earlier in the show about the experience of watching these games on TV, like last night's game. How was it for you?
Well, I thought that, the watching the game, especially with the piped-in crowd noise, as long as you aren't seeing shots of the stands and you're focused on the baseball, it's kind of like, just like it's always been. Now, I think it's going to be weird when I actually get back to work, whether I'm sitting at the booth at PNC and the stadium is empty, or whether I'm in the booth that's been made for us over at AT&T. I know that's going to be kind of weird, but I was listening last night to John Wehner, and some of the things he was saying there after the game was that, it really, once he got used to it, everything went pretty smoothly. So I expect it to be the same for me. I'm glad baseball's back. I've had so many people say you don't realize how much you miss baseball and how much you watch and listen to baseball in the summertime until it comes back on. And you're just like, oh my God, here it is. And, we can watch, we can sit in the backyard and listen to it tonight. So I'm not only happy for myself, but I'm happy for all the Pirate fans that can now have some kind of at least the last couple months of summer be the normal situation for them.
Bob, we know, early days of spring training, and this is just like the early days of spring training. You don't panic over a couple bad outings, but this is such a different situation with the season. There's not a lot of room for slow starts here. Should everybody be concerned a little bit about what that bullpen has done, especially with Kella not going to be around, it doesn't look like?
Well, panicking won't help the situation at all. You have the players you have. Just from watching, the first couple of ball games, some of the bullpen guys really aren't showing the control or command, whatever you want to call it, that they need to have. Even though that their stuff wise, should be ahead of the hitters at this point. And I actually did even see some velocities that I thought were a little on the low side last night. And I know it wasn't just kind of a slow gun or whatever you want to call it, because there were some other guys that were throwing their normal velocity. So some guys got a little work to do on getting their arms in shape or whatever, but They got to find that velocity. They got to find the stuff. And along with that stuff, they need to get the command to go with it and make pitches in better spots and stay in better counts. You could see what happens when you're not making good pitches in good locations against a team that really knows how to hit. And the Indians are that. And they made them pay last night.
Talking to Bob Walk here on Cook and Joe. And getting back to empty stadiums, I'm curious for your thoughts on this, Bob. Do you think that crowds affect an athlete's performance either positively or negatively, and that may be a different case depending on the sport?
With me, I don't think there was an effect. I thought I really would notice it when in the early time I was here, when Three Rivers, you know, we'd have 1,500 people. I don't know what the gate count would be, but there would be hardly anybody in the stands, and you could hear every one of them yelling at you and stuff like that. I would notice. Whether that affected me in a negative way, I don't know, but I would notice it. Big crowds, to me, was just kind of like the piped-in crowd noise on TV. It's just that buzz in the background. Now, you know, after you've done something, if you've done well and you're walking off the mound and the crowd's going, you know, crazy, well, that's a great feeling. And, you know, that's one of the memories you always take back were times like that. But, you know, I thought when I was out on the mound, I was more focused on what was going on out there during the game than I was on the crowd. So I think most guys will be able to make that adjustment. There might be a couple guys that, for whatever reason, maybe, you know, closers that feed off the crazy music and the crowd going, you know, bonkers. There's some guys like that that it's going to be a little different for them out there, and they might react in a negative way. But for me, I didn't really get affected by it, and I think most guys will say the same thing. And I think other sports, contact sports, football, hockey, I think those guys probably feed off the crowd. You know, there's so much emotion and that goes into, you know, every single play because it's so physical that I think that a big crowd can have a plus there.
Bob, the next step, you hope to get that test today, tomorrow. You still planning on trying to work the game Friday night from AT&T?
Oh, absolutely. As long as, you know, I can get that test result back and it comes back negative, which I sure can't see any reason why it wouldn't, then, I'll be over at AT&T Sports in the little studio booth that they got there. And, I'll probably even be a little nervous that first night. You know, everything's so new and, you know, coming off this COVID experience and everything that's happened, it's going to be at least that first inning or so before things settle in. You know, I'll be like a guy that hadn't pitched in a long time going out to the mound.
Baseball's so unique, Bob, in that it's a marathon. You know, who can win the marathon? Who's best prepared for that kind of race? And now it's a sprint. So how do you think that sort of plays out night to night? Will it be almost like people managing these games like they're playoff games? Or what do you think the big takeaway, the big difference will be in a sprint compared to a marathon?
Well, it'll certainly be like, you know, you're in the last 2 months of the season and you're in first place. You're in a pennant fight. And unless you get off to a horrible start and fall out of the contention right away, then that's the way that you have to, manage the game and be a general manager, because you can actually get into the postseason and get into the tournament and go for the World Series if you maybe you don't have the team on paper. But, heck, we see every year surprises. Teams that aren't great on paper play great in April and May. Well, April and May this year is August and September, and the season's over. So you have to play with urgency. You have to manage with urgency until the standings tell you different. It will be a totally different type of season and strategy wise than we've seen in the past. I mean, that's what I believe. Now we'll see how it turns out, but I think that especially with the big rosters and more pitchers, and you're not going to leave any stone unturned when it comes to trying to get a win, because they're going to be so precious.
Joe, Bob, I think I can speak for Joe as well as myself. We wish you nothing but the best, man. Continued good luck with this, and hopefully that test comes back negative. And I know both of us are really looking forward to hearing your work on either the Fan or on AT&T Sportsnet. Thanks for taking the time with us, and thanks for being so candid on a difficult subject.
Well, thanks, guys. I mean, like I said, I was one of the lucky ones that able to, you know, be out here and talk about it in a good way. And you know, thank the Lord for taking care of my wife and I the way they did. I thank you guys too. I'll really look forward to talk to you every Tuesday. It's going to be an interesting season, rule changes, stuff like that we can talk about. So every Tuesday, I'll be looking forward to it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. See you guys later. See you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.